Peter, well done. That was a very, very impressive performance by the Bulls tonight.
Yeah, to restrict Peterborough to one or two heat advantages in the entire match was tantamount really to the application that we showed and the determination that there's something in the team. And that was very nearly the complete team performance, I thought.
And Ryan Douglas, particularly a revelation for you tonight.
Yeah, he's settled in very well, you know, he's happy to be here and he rode terrifically. I mean, it didn't escape me that he was here in the fours just a couple of weeks ago, you know, so he's had recent experience on the track, and one or two of the boys were questioning my decision to use him in the last race, but he answered his critics perfectly.
I mean, that was a fantastic heat 15, a fitting climax to the meeting, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I put Jacob Forsell in that race because I felt sure that he would win the race. We had choice of gates, and I gave him the choice of the first gate, you know, which he took gate one. And it's strange, isn't it, how the person that you're relying on to deliver the goods runs last. And somebody who, you know, you're questioning their ability in a race like that wins, and it's a great feeling. And if we can get past Ipswich on Monday at Monmouth, which should be a terrific event, then that'll be 10 points in 8 days, which changes the league's complexion at a stroke.
That's exactly right, and important that you, having been so dominant tonight and ahead by 12 at various points, that you've got the full 4 points for the maximum away win tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not lost on us that we conceded a point annoyingly at home to Swindon on Monday, although we won the match. But taking the 4 points here instead of the three, you know, to get that point back, if you like. So, you know, the team are getting excited now because their true potential is coming to the surface, and if we can keep going like this, then we'll soon be heading north.
I'm going to ask you about the incident at the end of Heat 9. What did you make of that between Kyle Howarth and Charles Wright?
I thought it was a hard race, you know, during the race. I mean, Kyle, you know, left him enough room to race on. He didn't fall off or anything like that, but I thought that you know, the actions afterwards were pretty diabolical, and the referee has spoken to both the riders, and you know, thankfully she hasn't fined either of them, and neither of them were banned from the rest of the meeting, which one of them could easily have been had the referee you know, taken a different view. But unsavoury incident that is now best forgotten.
Exactly, but well done on the win tonight, the big win here, and hopefully more of the same to come against Ipswich now on Monday.
Yeah, Ipswich are the team of the season, although I think they're struggling tonight at home from what I saw half an hour ago. But that's a very important match for us now.